Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Throughout his 69 years, Shel Silverstein came pretty close to being a polymath. He was an artist, an author, and a songwriter. Today, Shel Silverstein, the songwriter.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
In between writing songs, Shel Silverstein was writing books like The Giving Tree and collections like Where the Sidewalk Ends. His stories and poems bordered on the surreal, the macabre, always the clever. The same was true of his full-page cartoons for Playboy. He wrote songs with titles like Killed by a Coconut and You're Still Gonna Die, but he could also write songs that were genuinely touching. Like these two, Bob Gibson with The Leavin' Came Hard and Stops Along the Way.
When I was a young man, believing in dreams, believing a woman was just what she seemed. I gave my love freely, and I opened my heart, and the loving came easy, and the leaving came hard. But now that I'm older, think myself wise, 'cause I've seen the change in a good woman's eye. I choose my loves wisely, and I stay on my guard. It's the leaving comes easy. As time goes by, a man begins hard. Looking back on where he's been, spending nights remembering other days. And faded pictures come to mind of friends and lovers left behind at all the stops he's made along the way. When wine would pour and hearts would break, and chances were the thing to take, and love was just another song to play. When I look back, I am surprised at all the dangers I've survived, at all the stops we've made along the way. Stops along the way, where the highways came together, games we used to play, when we thought we'd live forever, loves we thought would never end, till we found out that they were only stops along the way. Along the roads that brought us here, footprints all are bright and clear. So let's enjoy this moment while we may. Let's not deny the other loves. What we are because of of all the stops we've made along the way. Stops along the way where the highways came together, games we used to play when we thought we'd live forever, loves we thought would never end, till we found out that they were only stops along the way. Only stops along the way. Stops along the way.
Bob Gibson with Shel Silverstein's The Leavin' Came Hard and Stops Along the Way. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Shel Silverstein, the artist, got his start drawing bawdy cartoons for Playboy. Silverstein, the author, wrote poetry and fairy tales for children, wacky poems that children loved, and fairy tales with their own kind of darkness. His songs take you closer to country music than you might want to go, but think of them more as folk songs, stories set to music, often with an ironic sense of humor, all of them distinctively American. His songs capture the feel of living in a place, in a time, when something dark peeked out from behind the assumptions of American life. Feminism rose up, but not for everyone. Loretta Lynn, One's on the Way.
The rain is a-falling, the faucet is a-dripping, and the kids are a-bawling. One of them a-toddling, and one is a-crawling, and
one's on the way.
I'm glad that Rockwell Welch just signed a $1 million pact, and Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand new act. While the TV's showing newlyweds a real fun game to play. But here in Topeka, the screen doors are banging, the coffee's boiling over and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing, and
one's on the way.
Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. Honey, what's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from there. No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute, honey, the doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's lib and better homes and gardens. Shows the modern way to live. And the pill may change the world tomorrow, but meanwhile today, here in Topeka, the flies are a-buzzing, the dog is a-barking, and the floor needs a-scrubbing. One needs a-spanking, and one needs a-hugging, Lord.
One's on the way.
Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
From 1971, Loretta Lynn, One's on the Way. Silverstein's treatment of women and feminism is sympathetic, but you have to look beneath the wry mockery to find it. That's true of many of his songs, regardless of subject. You can make the case that he's writing social commentary, even satire, in the form of a song. usually a case in point, a specific example. He's not one to preach, but he finds his voice in mockery. He's a master of the close observation and the arched eyebrow who lets people speak for themselves. Bob Gibson, making a mess of commercial success, and the man who turns the damn thing off and on.
There was me and Jack working Duval Street, singing our songs by the dock, when his TV director come looking for extras, said he needed our pretty faces right down the block. They were making some kind of commercial about the beer we like here in Key West, and all we had to do was go sit on a stool and do what we really do best. He said they were paying a C-note, we really needed the bread, so we pointed our feet to that bar down the street, lit up like a Hollywood set. Now there were cameras and cables on every table, and we were grinning from ear to ear. It was almost like stealing, that's how we were feeling, when they passed round these big mugs of beer. They said, boys, now just try to act thirsty and sit right down here at the bar, and just try to pretend that you're out on a bender. I said, buddy, we're with you so far. They gave me the line, it's less filling, and Jack got the line, great taste. And they yelled, rehearsal. We started acting with beer foam all over our face. They yelled, take one, and filled up our glasses. Stuck a big busty blonde on my lap. Jack says, great taste. And I say, less filling. This acted stuff sure is a snap. Well, I thought that they'd hand us an Oscar, when the director says, beautiful kids, but can you give me more soul? I says, hell, let her roll. And they shouted, take two. So we did. Well, those hot lights, they sure kept us sweating, and the beer got mixed up with the lines. Jack says, it tastes filling. I say, gets me drunker. And the director yells, take 29. Finally, he says, almost perfect, but can you give it more realism, please? So I drunk up and felt up the blonde as she belched, and Jack slid off the stool and fell down on his knees. Well, we're now up to take 87, and the director, he's damn close to tears. When I say it's fast lilling, and Jack says, you turkey, what the hell do you know about beer? Then I made some remark about his mama, and his beer glass smashed into my nose. So I picked up a camera and gave him a slam that took 24 stitches to close. Then the director starts screaming and screeching, you're all weirdos and dirtbags down here, and you may know a lot about tequila and pot, but Key West don't know jack about beer. Well, at that, all the locals went crazy, grabbing for bottles of booze, punching and fighting and tearing down lights, and barfing light beer up on each other's shoes. They're kicking and clawing and maiming and mauling. They're choking and clubbing and killing. Half of them shouting out, great taste. And the other half yelling, less filling. Through the sloshing and slashing and smashing and crashing, while the bullets and beer foam sprayed, Me and Jack and the blonde, we just crawled off unnoticed to a quieter, more genteel cafe. So here's to good friends. This night was kind of special, says Jack, ordering three more beers. And the blonde says, boys, these buds are for you. And we drank to good friends, and we toasted the end of our glorious acting careers. The world's not what it used to be in love or war or industry. We face the harsh reality that this sweet land of liberty now contemplates eternity. Plugged into electricity and programmed by technology for maximum efficiency, for instance. What happened to me when I went down to the factory? I said, hey, you got any job for me? They said, son, the days of the working man are dead and gone. They said, the computer now does everything, but there does happen to be one opening. For the man who turned the damn thing off and on. Now I'm the man who turns the damn thing off and on. I give it a twist in the evening like this, and a little bitty flick at dawn. I know I should be overjoyed. I'm the only one in town employed. I'm the man who turns the damn thing off and on. From my first day's labor, I went home to see my baby. She was lying in bed with a smile on her face, and I heard a buzzing sound. She said, I don't need no mortal man. This vibrator does the work of ten. But since you're so in love with me, I let you stick around and be the man who turns the damn thing off and on. Twist in the evening like this, and a little bitty flick at dawn. I know I should be gratified. She lets me lie here by her side and be the man who turns the damn thing off and on. I'm the man who turns the damn thing off and on.
Bob Gibson making a mess of commercial success, and the man who turns the damn thing off and on. Shel Silverstein grew up in Chicago and eventually managed to get himself thrown out of the University of Illinois. He was drafted and served in Japan and Korea. He started writing songs when he returned, and in the 1960s and 70s had a number of folk and country hits. Johnny Cash decided on an impulse to perform an offbeat Boy Named Sue at a concert at San Quentin Prison, but he didn't know the words, so he had to read them from a sheet of paper. Earlier, Silverstein had written a kind of 60s folk song made popular by Peter, Paul, and Mary, but this one was a hit for the Irish Rovers, even though Silverstein had the first recording. A Boy Named Sue and the Unicorn.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Well, a long time ago, when the earth was green, and there was more kind of animals than you've ever seen, and they run around free while the world was being born, and the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese. There was humpback camels and there was chimpanzees. There was cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Well, now God seen some sinning and it caused him pain. He says, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. Says, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Go and build me a floating zoo. And you take two alligators, a couple of geese. You take two humpback camels and two chimpanzees. You take two cats and rats and elephants. But sure as you're born, Noah, don't you forget my unicorn. Well, then Noah was there and answered the calling, and he finished up the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two and called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you two alligators, a couple of geese, I got you humpback camels and two chimpanzees, I got you cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, cause I just
don't see no unicorn. Well, Noah looked out through the driving rain. The unicorns was hiding, playing silly games. They were kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorn. Yeah, two alligators, a couple of geese, two humpback camels, and two chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. Then the ark started moving, and it drifted with the tide. And the unicorns looked up from the rock and cried. And the water come up and sort of floated them away. That's why you've never seen a unicorn to this day. You'll see lots of alligators and a whole mess of geese. You'll see plenty of humpback camels, lots of chimpanzees. You'll see cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue, and Shel Silverstein, The Unicorn. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. There's an assumption that to be a real songwriter, you have to be able to write about love. It's reasonable enough, except folk songs are least likely to be romantic. Silverstein didn't write a lot of love songs, but he was as capable of them as any of his contemporaries. They were often narratives with an ironic edge, but he was also capable of something genuinely loving. He could be tender as well as provocative. Willie Nelson sings A Couple More Years, and Bob Gibson follows with Never Be This Young Again.
I've got a couple more years on you, babe, and that's all. I've had more chances to fly, more places to fall. And it ain't that I'm wiser, it's just that I've spent more time with my back to the wall. And I've picked up a couple more years on you, babe, and that's all. I've walked a couple more roads than you, babe, and that's all. And I'm tired of running while you're only learning to crawl. And you're headed somewhere, but I've been to somewhere and found it was nowhere at all. And I've picked up a couple more years on you, babe, and that's all. Goodbye, girl, don't ever come easy at all. But you're gonna fly, 'cause you're hearing them young eagles call. Someday when you're older, you'll smile at a man strong and tall. You'll say I've got a couple more years on you, babe, and that's all. I've got a couple more years on you, babe, and that's all. I've had more chances to fly and more places to fall. It ain't that I'm wiser, it's just that I've spent more time with my back to the wall. And I've picked up a couple more years on you, babe, and that's all.
Of the evening, it's the one dance that we call our own. Most of the others are leaving and heading on home to the crying goodbye of the fiddles. The sweetest of love songs must end, so I'll dance this one with you. Just like I first met you, we'll never be this young again. We'll never be this young again. Never be this young again. Why sit and dream about what might have been? Yesterday's promise has died on the wind. So hold me tonight like you held me back then. We'll never be this young again.
This is the same song we danced to back when all our tomorrows were bright. Now, darling, we have the chance to relive them.
And dream about what might have been.
If we could do it over, we'd do it again.
And I love you tonight like I loved you back then. We'll never be this young again. Never be this young again. Never be this young again.
Why sit and dream about?
Could do it over, we'd do it again. And I love you tonight like I loved you back then. We'll never be this young again.
Willie Nelson a couple more years, and Bob Gibson never be this young again. Most of the songs I've played so far are about a specific set of circumstances in a person's life. It's more like a painting than anything else, a frozen moment drawn from a larger narrative. If nothing else, Silverstein is a storyteller. From each of his people and in each of his tales, you learn something about the past and you get a glimpse of the future. Like Harry Chapin's songs, they have a habit of starting in a barroom sometime after midnight. This is Bob Gibson, The Golden Kiss.
It was a drizzly drinking Nashville night and everything was wrong. My beer was flat and the jukebox cranked out somebody else's song. I turned my head and down the bar, staring straight at me. Was the dried upest, washed outest, ugliest woman I never hoped to see. She winked at me with one bloodshot eye, flashed a toothless smile, and in a whiskey whisper she said, "Boy, come and sit with me a while. Wanna buy me a drink? No? Well then I'll buy us a pair." She crossed her veiny legs and fluffied up her orange hair. She said, "Well, I guess you're a songwriter. I've seen your kind for years, sniffing round the edge of life, hoping you might hear some word or catchy little phrase that you can steal for pay. Some of the real poets, us common people, simply throw away. So how you doing, Tiger? Have you set this town on fire? You got gold records on your wall? You got a chauffeur-driven car? No, you say the town's against you, and you're giving up the fight. Well, cheer up, son, and drink up, 'cause tonight's your lucky night. Now it's fate that you walked in this bar, found me alone like this. You got the hungries and the blues, and I got the golden kiss. What is that, you well may ask? Well, the gospel truth a bit. Here's the night I love a songwriter, he always writes a hit. I mean a monster, a standard, a super smash, not just a number one, but the kind the world will keep on singing when he's dead and gone. But to write that kind of masterpiece, some magic is essential. So sit a little closer, son, this next part's confidential. I was with Hank the very night he wrote Your Cheating Heart. I slipped around with Floyd, and that song gave the boy his start. You heard Please Release Me, these lips made Eddie writing. And El Paso came to Marty just a moment after I did. Billy had wrote Jackson, 'cause we spent a weekend there. Mooney scribbled Crazy Arms on a pillowcase we shared. P.D. woke up and looked at me and wrote Mule Skinner Blues. And Don left me at midnight, muttering, "Born to Lose." Harlan spent the night and he got busted the next day. Hank opened up his eyes and whispered, "Make the world go away." Yet crying time and lonesome me is an endless list. And they all were wrote, note for note, this golden kiss. Don't ask me how I do it, son, I really do not know. But anyway, we've had our drink, you wanna head on home? Well, I sat and stared a while at that withered, wasted wreck. But Crazy Arms and Cheating Heart, well, what the heck. I took her home and, well, some things are better left unsaid. But I slept that night with golden records spinning through my head. But when I woke up next morning, there was no song in my mind. She said, "Well, some get it right away, son. Others take a little time." Well, 6 months go by and then 6 years of those awful golden kisses waking up with no ideas, no songs or fame or riches. But then this morning, lightning strikes, a song that cannot miss. I'll write a ditty about that biddy with her golden kiss. So here it is, the all-time smash that's gonna make me rich. And if it don't, I'm going home and kill that lying bitch.
Bob Gibson, The Golden Kiss. Like a lot of songwriters before him, Silverstein writes songs about songs and songwriters and singing. The songwriters in his songs are restless. They never feel settled. They move from place to place, finding people they're drawn to, finding others drawn to them. Sheldon Silverstein of Chicago knew exactly what he was doing. The medium of exchange was music. Allusions and borrowings fill his songs, along with references to the life of a songwriter, sometimes with tongue-in-cheek. You have to wonder if this one is semi-autobiographical, as Shel Silverstein sings Folk Singer's Blues.
Well, I'd like to sing a song about the chain gang, whack, and swinging 12-pound hammers all the day, whack. And how I'd like to kill my captain, whack. And how a black man works his life away. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never swung a hammer against the spike, and you've never called a water boy early in the morning, and your only chain is the chain that's on your bike? Your only chain is the chain that's on your bike. Well, now I'd like to go walking up the highway, feeling cold and wet and hungry all night long, doing some hard rambling and hard gambling and hard smambling, hard blambling, but always taking time to write a song. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never heard an old freight whistle blow, and you've never slept a night in a cold and empty boxcar, and you take the subway everywhere you go? Oh, oh, you take the subway everywhere you go. Now I'd like to sing a song about the coal mine, a chipping away in Tunnel 22. And when I hear that timber crack, why, I support it with my back until my comrades all crawl safely through. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've got to be in class at 9:30? And in spite of all your urging and your pleading and your crying, your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. That's what she says. Your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. Well, now I'd like to sing about the Mississippi, working on the levee all the day. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you got a lot of rotten cotton. And on Saturday, you go and spend your pay. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never loaded cotton on the dock, and you've never worked a day, and never drunk up all your pay, and the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block? Oh yes, the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block.
Shel Silverstein with Folk Singer's Blues. Silverstein understood his intent when he played, this time seriously, with the appeal of a songwriter. People who write aren't always at ease in public. Their work is solitary and private, but their songs give them a romantic aura that sometimes appears to shape a love affair and certainly a song. Bob Gibson with the more ambiguous Whistlers and Jugglers.
Take the lady, and I'll take the lesson. I can't say that anyone is doing me wrong, 'cause I always knew that the girl had a weakness for whistlers and jugglers and singers of songs. Now she was a child back when I first found her, and the woman inside was just being born, and I knew she'd come with me, 'cause she had a fever for whistlers and jugglers and singers of songs. Whistlers will whistle her a tune she can dance to. The jugglers will cheer her when she starts to cry. The singers will sing her a bed of let you lie by her side. She'll laugh in the face of the wealthy and famous, and you'll never lose her to the handsome or strong. But all of your life, son, watch over your shoulder for whistlers and jugglers and singers of songs.
Bob Gibson with the haunting Whistlers and Jugglers. Shel Silverstein is at home with the broad array of American song. Most of his songs had a folk or country feel, but he had his hands on every rhythm, every kind of melody, every one of the great themes of our music. The body of his songs forms a pastiche, an American musical tapestry that takes form eventually and most richly in what becomes, in its way, one of our great patriotic songs. Walt Whitman wrote, "I hear America singing, her varied carols I hear." Shel Silverstein borrowed the title to sing those carols. Bob Gibson, I Hear America Singing.
I hear America singing, lifting her voices so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. I hear America's song.
Now that lonesome young cowboy sits in his pickup and he sings to his beat-up guitar. Bow truckers and trains and wrecks in the rain and ladies with cold, cheating hearts. And that blushing young bride says, drink with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. While the crowd in the back room with tears in your eyes harmonize to Auld Lang Syne.
I hear America singing, lifting her voices so sweet and so strong, like the waves in the wind rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. I hear America's song.
Now the children all laugh as the itsy bitsy spider goes up the spout again. While out on that stage, that wild haired rocker sings, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? And it's take me out to the ball game. And it's oh, say, and you see. While the Salvation Army band beats on their drum, singing, nearer, my God, to thee.
And I hear America singing, lifting her voices so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing.
On a dark Jersey street corner, under the light, the boys sing shaboom, shaboom,
shaboom,
while a million sweet mamas are humming tonight a rock-a-bye lullaby tune. And the marching platoon sounds off down the highway,
Joey was here when you left, you're right.
And this land is your land,
this land is my land,
rings out through the still of the night.
I hear America singing, lifting her voices so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. Song.
So wake up, little Susie. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. I'm going to Chicago, girl. Sorry I can't take you. You can row, 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 row your boat gently down the street. Let that midnight special shine its light on me, 'cause I've been
like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. And I hear America singing, lifting her voices so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind rolling out.
Bob Gibson, I Hear America Singing, and Shel Silverstein, cartoonist and children's writer, added to the song and the singing. His pointed, funny, dark, and tender songs are nothing if not American. Andrew Croucher is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
When it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning. Hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it. Someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say. Fascinating rhythm. You got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm. I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking. Just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun. Start hopping, never stopping. Too fine tonight, no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.